Welcome to Shomach Shomah Nadav, Shir Sponsor, Luinish Masam Yakoshom Leah Basitzchok. We're holding Yibo Vekamo Dav Peches. The Gemara in Udbeis speaks about the Takanos Usho, which is mentioned in Meseches Ksuvis, mentioned in Meseches Bo Basro, the Takana that a woman who brings a karka, a property from the estate of her father, and brings it in to the, when she gets married, the husband can benefit and enjoy the payers. And the takana of Usha is that if the woman goes and sells the karka, sells this land, so then the husband can come and take it out. Now we'll mention two ma'alchim here, al-derech ha-drush. One is based on the chido, and one is what's brought down in one of the sefer chasidus, as we'll see in a moment. The chido, in a sefer Rosh Tovit, in the end of Parshas Kisavoy, he says, al-derech ha-drush, a vort regarding the idea of bikurim. And he says the following. He says that Eretz Yisrael is the Nichsei Milug of Am Yisrael. What he's referring to is the fact that it says, Ashamay Shemayim LaHashem, the Eretz Nosa Livnei Adam, the land, specifically Eretz Yisrael, belongs to Bnei Adam, belongs to Am Yisrael. And Am Yisrael are bringing that into their marriage. What's the marriage? The marriage is, as we mentioned many times in these Shirim, that the husband and wife, the ultimate husband and wife, is the marriage of Kadosh Baruch Hu to Am Yisrael. So the same way Isha, when she gets married, she brings from the estate of her father, she brings a land to the marriage. So also Eretz Yisrael is Yerushalonu Me'avoseinu, and Am Yisrael, so to speak, is bringing into the marriage with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the din is that Ba'al lo yechel peiros. The din is that the husband eats the fruits. So says the Chido, the idea of Bikurim is, the real HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, is telling Am Yisrael, you should know that really the fruits belong to me because the land is yours, the fruits are mine. And therefore, really all the fruits are mine. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us as a gift the fruits that belong to him. How do we remember that? How do we commemorate that? It's what we're giving the Bikurim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You give part of the fruits to Hashem to remember that the fruits don't really belong to us. They belong to Hashem, Alts Kinyan Peiros that he has in the Nichsei Miluk. And Ayin Sham, he goes on to say the psukim, but he ends at the last psukim that says, "V'somachto becholatoy v'shenasan l'chashem l'kecha." Once you bring bikurim, you can enjoy all the nesina HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you, the fruits that really don't belong to you, you're getting from the fact you bring bikurim to Beis HaMikdash. That's Divrei Chido. Now using this Chido, you can take it one step forward. Because if the whole idea that Eretz Yisrael is Nichsei Miluk, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu kivyocha is the kinyan peiros of the Nichsei Miluk, so therefore, Ha'isha Shemachor B'nichsei Milug Habal Moitzi Miad L'Kuchis. Meaning if Am Yisrael loses the Eretz Yisrael by giving it to other people, by going to Golus and giving it to Umas Olam, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, then I take it. I'm the first L'Kuchich. I'm the one who takes the Eretz Yisrael before anybody else. And that may be, according to Chido, the Haftacha, that Eretz Yisrael is going to be Shoymim. Eretz Yisrael will be deserted when Am Yisrael are not there. Am Yisrael goes away, and Umos Yisrael will come and conquer Eretz Yisrael. Nobody can inhabit Eretz Yisrael except Am Yisrael. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I come before anybody else. You are not able to give Eretz Yisrael to somebody else. You can't give it up, not through war, and not through any other way. Because Aisha Shemocher B'nichse Milug, Abal Moitzi Me'ad L'Kuchos, the husband has the first right, and nobody else can take it from him. Another Mahalach Al-Zeh Derech will mention, so we brought down the Sefer Migdolos Merkachim, which is written by the son of the Arugas Aboysen. And he goes on to say that again, husband and wife is the marshal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael have to bring the Nichsei Milug, like Aisha brings the Nichsei Milug to the marriage. What is the Nichsei Milug? So he says, there is the mitzvahs that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us to do. That's the obligation Am Yisrael has to do. But then there's Dvar HaRishus, when we go ahead and we make Kaddish, the Choyel, take something which is Chulin, but we make it Kaddish as well. That's the avoid of Am Yisrael, to bring something into Gedusha, which was not originally part of Gedusha. That's called Nichsei Milug, what we bring, so to speak, to the marriage. And he adds a beautiful word based on that, because he says, the Rashi says, what is Nichsei Milug? Shabal moileg osom hanichosim kimilig zatar negolos. It's like a little bit of cooking. You're cooking, the husband is cooking that. He's doing somewhat of cooking to these nechosim. So he points out, the Meliga is brought down, it's only in Kli Sheni. So Kli Rishon is the Kli which is on the fire. Kli Shlishi is already cold. Kli Sheni is something in between. That's the Dvar Rishus. It's not so much of the fire, it's not completely cold. It's something that you can warm up to be Kedusha. That's the avoid of Nichsei Miluk, to be Moilek. To cook somewhat the Devar HaRishus and bring it to HaKadosh Baruch. And he concludes and says, the Mimele, Ha'ish HaShem Ochrom Nichsei Miluk, meaning with Am Yisrael, do not take the Devar HaRishus and bring it to Kedusha. If they do tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moitzi Mi'ad HaLakuchus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and takes that out Mi'ad HaLakuchus. Takes the Nitzotis of Kedusha out of the Sitra Acha and brings it back to Kedusha. So we learned here two Mahalchim to Darshan, the Takodas Usha, Nichse Milug, Al Derech HaDrush. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shove email list to Hotzogo, please email shomachshove@gmail.com.